The standard issue human being comes with a remarkable kind of stereo camera, our eyes. Each one takes an independent picture of the world, and our brains put those two pictures together. But that process doesn't work so well for people with amblyopia, or lazy eyes. Their brains can't marry the two independent pictures, and as a consequence, the picture from one eye isn't developed properly. Something breaks down in the processing equipment in the brain. Now scientists in Canada think they're onto a new strategy for fixing the problem. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
About 2 or 3% of children born in this country suffer from amblyopia. Frequently, the condition is caused when one of their eyes is out of alignment when they're born. Surgery can correct the pointing problem, but
they still won't recover vision in that eye because the underlying neural processing of information from that eye has developed abnormally.
Benjamin Thompson is with McGill Vision Research at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Montreal. It's not that children with amblyopia go blind in one eye.
When you cover their good eye, they can see through their amblyopic eye, and depending on the depth of amblyopia, they can sometimes see reasonably or hardly at all.
Now remember, amblyopia is a brain problem. The eyes work okay. It's the brain that's having trouble processing the signals from the eye. Treatment for amblyopia frequently involves wearing a patch over the good eye to force the brain to use the bad eye. That treatment might continue until a child is 10 or so.
But after that, it's thought that really you don't have the ability to change in the brain that would allow you to recover function in the eye.
So to help adult amblyopes, Thompson and his colleagues tried a new approach called transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. Basically, it involves putting an electrical coil against the scalp.
And a very brief magnetic pulse is induced in the coil, and that sets up a very brief electrical current in the underlying cortex.
Thompson applied a series of pulses called repetitive TMS, or RTMS, to the scalps of amblyopes.
We could improve the vision in the amblyopic eye after just 15 minutes of RTMS.
It's not clear why magnetic stimulation is improving vision, and the improvement was modest, and it only involved the ability to see contrasting lines, not stereo vision. But the improvement did come in adult subjects, showing it may be possible to teach old brains new tricks. The work appears in the journal Current Biology. Don't get the idea that any revolution in amblyopia treatment is imminent. Lynn Chiorpis is a vision researcher at New York University. She points out that the Canadian study involved only 9 subjects, and only one of the subjects showed substantial improvement. Still, it's possible the effect is real.
It is conceivable that this procedure, in combination with some other kind of vision training, could effect a long-term change.
Chiorpi's NYU colleague Anthony Movshan is also skeptical about how useful magnetic pulses will be. He's more impressed with an experimental therapy called perceptual learning, where adult amblyopes are given a kind of visual exercise regimen to stretch their brains. He's not clear how magnetic stimulation would help with that.
It's very hard to imagine that whatever goes on in perceptual learning, which is probably a slow cumulative process, can be simulated or mimicked by simply whacking the brain with a few magnetic pulses.
But Eric Wasserman sees more promise in the Canadian results. Wasserman is at the Neurology Institute at the National Institutes of Health. He's been working with magnetic brain stimulation for years. He says it can wake up portions of the brain that for some reason have become dormant.
It's a useful tool for this sort of demonstration because it's very safe and we don't have to open people's heads in order to apply it.
He says magnetic stimulation may yet become a valuable tool for treating amblyopia. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.